Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day one of Joshua, living the victorious life. Today's title is A Book Like No Other. David M. Howard said, Joshua's name means Yahweh saves, or Yahweh delivers. His name is rendered in the old Greek traditions as the same form of Jesus' name in the New Testament. His original name was Hoshea, which means salvation or deliverance. Numbers 3:16 explains that Moses himself gave Hoshea his new name, Joshua. Our text today is Joshua 1:1-2. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over the Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the people of Israel. Joshua is truly a book like no other. It is the first of its kind in several categories. Joshua is the first book in the Bible named after a person. Also, Joshua is described by many scholars as a bridge. It connects the first five books of the Old Testament, the Pentateuch, with the rest of the Old Testament. It connects the history of the nation of Israel from outside the Promised Land to living inside Canaan. This book describes how Joshua, who was born a slave in Egypt, became the conquering general in Canaan. The book was called Joshua after the primary character in it. The name Joshua means Yahweh is salvation. Just as the first Joshua was victorious in his conquest of Canaan, even so, the second Joshua, Jesus, was victorious in his conquest of sin. A book whose main figure bears the name Yahweh Saves should strike us as deserving close attention. The book of Joshua begins with the death of possibly the greatest leader in the Old Testament, Moses. In the Hall of Faith found in Hebrews 11, Moses is talked about more than any other faithful follower of Jesus. While the death of God's man brings an end to an era, it doesn't stop the plans of the Lord. Moses has an assistant, Joshua, whom God has been preparing to lead the people of Israel for approximately 80 years. Several key events occur in Joshua's life before he takes over the role of leader. One essential aspect of Joshua's life is found in Exodus 33:7-11. Now, Moses used to take the tent and pitch it far outside the camp, far off from camp, and he called it the Tent of Meeting. And everyone who sought the Lord would go out to the Tent of Meeting, which was outside the camp. Whenever Moses went out to the tent, all the people would rise up, and each would stand at the tent door and watch Moses until he had gone into the tent. When Moses entered the tent, the pillar of cloud would descend and stand at the entrance of the tent, and the Lord would speak with Moses. And when all the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the entrance of the tent, all the people would rise up and worship, each at his tent door. Thus, the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend. When Moses turned again into the camp, his assistant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, would not depart from the tent. Joshua loved being in God's presence, and he would not leave the tent. The word depart could be translated, he refused to leave. Joshua so desired a relationship with God that he denied himself other activities so he would not miss a single moment with his Lord. Another fundamental moment in Joshua's life is recorded in Numbers 13. When Moses sent in 12 spies to evaluate the Promised Land, 10 of the spies brought back a report of fear and said, "We can't take the land because giants live there." Only Joshua and Caleb believed that they could overcome any obstacle with God on their side. The other spies' lack of faith led to the people of Israel wandering for 40 years in the wilderness. Joshua and Caleb had to wait 4 decades because of the lack of faith of leaders around them. Now Joshua's time had finally arrived. What God had promised Abraham back in Genesis 12:7 is about to be fulfilled. Joshua's patience, perseverance, and steadfast faith will finally be rewarded. Before we get too far into the study of this great book, we need to clarify some confusion. Many of our old hymns refer to Canaan in language that compares the promised land to heaven. In one hymn, people sing, "And there will be no sorrow there, in that tomorrow. We will be there by and by, milk and honey flowing. There is where I'm going. Canaan land is just in sight." Another song states, "To Canaan's land I'm on my way, where the soul never dies." Notice how Max Lucado clears up this misconception. Canaan symbolizes the victory we can have today. Canaan is not a metaphor for heaven. The idea is beautiful, but the symbolism doesn't work. Heaven will have no enemies. Canaan had at least 7 enemy nations. Heaven will have no battles. Joshua and his men fought at least 31. Heaven will be free of stumbles and struggle. Joshua's men weren't. They stumbled and struggled, but their victories far outnumbered their defeats. Canaan, then, does not represent the life to come. Canaan represents the life we can have now. God invites us to enter Canaan. There is only one condition. We must turn our backs on the wilderness. Canaan is a picture of the victorious Christian life. The Promised Land depicts God's best for his children. There will be battles to face and giants to fight, but spiritual victories await those who follow him wholeheartedly. As we start this journey through the book of Joshua, don't settle for anything less than God's best for you. The journey won't be easy, but the rewards will be worth the fight. Questions. As you start this study of Joshua, are you wandering in a spiritual wilderness, or are you living a victorious Christian life? God called his people out of slavery so that he could take them into victory. What specifically are you being called out from? What distracts you from being in his presence? What will it take for you to be like Joshua and worship God fully and trust him completely? Pray with me. Lord, thank you for the book of Joshua. As we dive into this study, I pray that your Holy Spirit would be at work in each of us, showing us your will and teaching us what you have for us out of these words. We love you. In your name we pray. Amen.